Welcome to episode 428 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 5, verse 39, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. The books of the Old Testament, Apocrypha, were first given canonical status by certain Greek-speaking Christians. It is possible that this came about through a mistaken belief that these writings formed part of the canon of Old Testament scripture. It is likely that the inclusion of the apocryphal books in the Septuagint may partly be due to ancient ways in which the rolls or scrolls were stored. After the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, there were no sacred buildings in which to house the scrolls. The temple archives, which officially housed these scrolls, no longer existed. The scrolls were likely kept in some type of container. It is possible that certain non-canonical documents might have been kept in a box along with canonical documents. This would only be for the sake of storing. It would not be to give these scrolls some type of canonical status. However, the storing together of canonical and non-canonical writings may have led some to assume that all of these writings had a divine status. This is a possible explanation as to how the canonical and non-canonical books were placed together. It is also possible that these books were placed together because of the change from the scroll to the codex or book form. Once the codex became popular, a number of separate writings which previously were placed upon individual scrolls could now be put between two covers. This is a possible explanation as to how the Old Testament Apocrypha could have been included in the same group as the Old Testament writings. It was merely for convenience. Whatever the case may be, we know that eventually certain books that were never a part of the Hebrew canon, but that were identified with the Septuagint, began to be quoted as authoritative by some early Christians. For a number of inadequate reasons, these works came to be considered as a part of the authorized Old Testament by many believers. These non-divinely inspired writings were now linked with the divinely inspired scripture. The idea that Christians use the Septuagint as their sacred scripture angered the Jews. The Septuagint had been translated by Jews and for Jews, but now it was being used by the Christians. Since the Septuagint became identified with the Christian Old Testament, the Jews decided to make their own translations. These included translations by Aquila, Symmachus, and Theodotion. Although the Septuagint was originally translated by Jews 2 centuries before Christ, it was rejected because of its identification with Christians. In fact, most of the manuscripts of the Septuagint that have survived to this day were copied by Christians and not by Jews. A few hundred years after Christ, the Church Father Jerome translated the entire Bible into Latin. This was the language of the common people at that time in the Western Roman Empire. His translation, known as the Vulgate, included the Old Testament Apocrypha, but only because the books were popular among his readers. Jerome explicitly denied that they should have the status of scripture. Jerome said that they were not books of the canon, but rather books of the church. He believed that they could be helpful to people, but he clearly stated his belief that they were not divinely authoritative. His assessment of the Old Testament Apocrypha was ignored. Eventually, the Vulgate became the official Roman Catholic text on which all other translations were based. This tradition of using the Vulgate has continued until today. Another key figure in the history of the Old Testament Apocrypha was the Church Father Augustine of Hippo. His influence was enormous. He actually defended the Septuagint as being divinely inspired, even when it contradicted the Hebrew text. For example, in the book of Jonah, the Hebrew text said that Jonah preached the destruction of Nineveh in 40 days. However, the text of the Septuagint said 3 days. Augustine contended that both accounts were divinely inspired. He said, Jonah actually said the destruction would be in 40 days, as the Hebrew text said, but the divinely inspired men that translated the Septuagint wrote 3 days as a testimony to the time Christ was in the grave, since Christ himself compared his time in the grave with Jonah. Therefore, he reckoned both accounts could be true. Augustine also believed the books of the Old Testament Apocrypha belonged with the Old Testament Scripture. It is important to note that Augustine recognized that the Old Testament Apocrypha was not part of the sacred scriptures of the Jews, and that neither Christ nor his apostles considered these writings to be divinely inspired. This was not the issue. Augustine believed the church had the right to add these books to the Old Testament canon, though neither the ancient Jews nor Christ accepted their authority. The councils of Hippo and Carthage, under the influence of Augustine, declared the books of the Old Testament Apocrypha as scripture. A few years later, Pope Leo also stated that the Old Testament Apocrypha was indeed part of the Old Testament canon. The matter was not really addressed for the next 1,000 years. This was a time in history when the people did not really make use of the Bible for themselves. They were not encouraged by the organized church to do their own private study. Therefore, the question of the extent of the canon was not really an issue. The debate about the extent of the canon did not really come to a head until the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s. The Roman Catholic Church had been using the Latin Vulgate translation since the time of Jerome. However, Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformers argued that one should go back to the original source, the Hebrew Old Testament, to establish doctrine. Therefore, they rejected the Latin Vulgate, the Greek Septuagint, and the Old Testament Apocrypha. In his 1534 German translation, Luther placed these outside books at the end of his version. He declared that these books did not belong in the Old Testament canon of Scripture. The Roman Catholic Church responded quickly to Martin Luther and the Reformers. As a part of the Counter-Reformation, called the Catholic Reformation by the Roman Catholics, the Council of Trent, in its fourth session in April 1546, affirmed the Old Testament Apocrypha as scripture. This is with the exception of three books, 1st and 2nd Esdras and the Prayer of Manasseh. This Roman Catholic Council of Trent proclaimed these Old Testament apocryphal works as divinely authoritative for all Roman Catholics. This was the first time in which a general council, as opposed to a local or provincial council, made such a decree. In the statement from Trent, there was no distinction made between the protocanonical, or the first canon books, and the deuterocanonical, or the second canon books, as Jerome had made 1,000 years earlier. All of these works were authoritative for the Roman Catholic Church. Indeed, anathemas were pronounced against those who dissented from their conclusions. This means those who disagreed or taught otherwise were placed under a divine judgment. From that day until the present, the Roman Catholic Church has followed the decrees of Trent and included these books as part of the Old Testament. Protestant churches continue to reject these works as Holy Scripture. Why does it matter? 2 Timothy 3 verse 15 tells us that it is the Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation. If you are reading or studying something that is not Scripture, is it possible that you could miss out on salvation? 1 John 4 verse 1 warns us, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." And when Jesus tells us to search the Scriptures, he tells us the purpose of such searching, to learn about him, to learn about the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer. But the Apocrypha do not point to Jesus. One cannot learn of Christ from reading those books. Father, thank you for the gift of the truth. Help us to meditate on the truth such that we will be set free. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.